made a podcast with all my friends. This is how the show always begins. I sure hope it's not shitty. I call it Secondhand City. Let's listen into the show.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Shut it off. No. No. No, we're not gonna do a normal show tonight. I feel guilty that I haven't had a chance to give you guys a podcast. And also, this is like my third take of me saying that. That's really important to me that I say I feel guilty because I want to do more podcasts more often. And I just haven't had time. I haven't had time to do podcasts. I'm sorry. And I feel like a dick because I usually like to start things like, I can't do it. Like a fucking whatever. Okay, I'm already beating myself up at the beginning of my own show. Why would anyone want to hear me just destroy myself? God, bad open. I don't give a shit. Okay, we're going to keep this going. I'm going to keep this flowing. I'm trying out a new mic. This isn't my good mic, but it is a mic, and it's a mic I'm trying out. I'm going to make it work. So if I pause this out of nowhere, it's because I want to see if the mic worked. Is that okay with you, people? I don't know why I'm so attacking you. I'm not. It's not your fault that I haven't been as productive as I'd like to be with podcasts. I thought I'd have more than two right now. I only have two under my belt. I got one with Dominico and one with Dominico and Clark Roosevelt, two of my very good friends. And I feel like a dick because I haven't had a chance to do more shows. I got sick. And then after that, I got busy with the holidays. And now I have an album coming out, of all things. And God, was that a great idea. Jesus. I so badly want this dream to happen that I will willingly and knowingly create chaos within this just so it makes me feel okay. Like, if I'm not chaotic, if my dream isn't chaotic, if what I'm doing right now. Hold on, I'm going to pause this and see if this works.
Chapu bells are ringing. Calls are taking your hand.
See, I told you that it sounded fine. I told you it was fine, but I didn't listen. This is like the third take just because the mic kept fucking it up. You know. I'm not saying I don't stop these shows and edit them because I don't. I definitely don't. It's really just rambling, and it's really just me venting whatever I have going on, you know. And I had an agenda for this show. Okay, this is a change. Three shows in, we got to keep improving. We got to get better. And I have an agenda for this show. This show, I want to talk about money. I want to talk about debt because I owe some money to people, and you know what? I blame my dreams, of course, because that's their fault. It's obviously rap's fault that I'm not a big worldwide celebrity. It's obviously not my fault, right? God, it is my fault. It is completely my fault. You see, I'm not like these other rappers that think, or other people. Fuck it. I'm not like these other musicians who think, well, people haven't just found me yet. I'm not famous because you guys haven't discovered me yet. No, it's me. I'm the problem. I'm the reason. Because I've always felt like I can do it. I believe that in myself. And if I'm not where I need to be, it's because I'm not where I need to be work-wise. I'm not working hard enough. I'm not good enough. The music isn't good enough. And whatever. You know, that's such a... I beat myself up a lot. Okay, that's the needless to say, but that doesn't matter. That's not what this show's about. Okay, I owe money to people and corporations. And in fact, I owe money to the library, and I don't even know why I owe money to the library. I do know why I owe money to the library, but logically, in my head, it makes sense just to return the books. But I'm such a stubborn asshole that I'm willing to go down for those two books. So they're not even two, like, it's one's like a Mick Foley wrestling book, and the other one's a Jim Norton, like, happy endings book. Neither of them are probably, like, Like, the Mick Foley book is good, I've heard. I've tried to read it a couple times, and just I feel like reading other things. And the Jim Norton book I want to read, it just doesn't interest me that much. And all I have to do is fucking return the book. That's it. That's all I have to do. But for some reason, I'm such a fucking asshole that I just keep it. I keep the books, and I got two phone calls from a debt collector, because apparently it's $40 now, and they'll call you if it's $40. What is my problem? Why? Like, I get calls because I owe Walmart money. I owe them a little bit of money. AT&T owes me money, but they won't. You know, they're dicks, and I can't call them every day and piss them off. Well, I could. I need to start doing that. That's how you get your money, obviously. So, you know, I'm in this whole money bind that I'm trying to figure out. And I think I will. I mean, I think I definitely will. It's just, you know, it all comes back to me not being a good enough musician and gotten a good businessman. I'm not good enough yet. I feel that when I'm good enough, things will fall into place. And when I'm good enough, and when I start working my way out of this, like, it makes so much sense. It seems so easy. You know, it seems so fucking easy. Like, hey, you know, but then, you know, I don't know if you guys buy CDs anymore, but I'm definitely investing in that. And I can make money back on this album, and I'll make money on the show and all this stuff, and all this stuff will come to me. But for now, I'm broke. I'm broke as a joke. And I hope you guys realize that if you're real fans and you realize that it is so important to support your favorite artists with money, pay them money, pay them whatever you can out of your wallet, because really we don't, you know, we don't eat that well without your money. Who knew when you were like a kid, you're like 5 years old, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I want to do something cool, and you're 10, and you're like, I'll be a rapper, or I'll be a musician, or I'll be a singer, a drum player. Who would have thought that you would have given a fuck, so many fucks, about selling a CD or selling tickets? God, I hate selling tickets, but I do it because it's a good way to get people in the doors. And sometimes bands think I'm assholes because I book them, I put them on my shows, and they think I'm a dick because I want them to sell tickets. I want you to sell tickets because it's a good way to get people in the door. It's a good way to say, hey, that's my person. That's the person I wanted to bring. That's someone, I don't know. It sucks. I realize that. And I also feel like you have to be good enough to not worry about selling your own tickets. Like, every time I post on Facebook about me trying to sell a ticket, or me, it's like, hey, guys, come to my show, I got tickets. Like, a part of me dies a little bit because I don't like doing that. I don't think anyone likes doing that. But I do it because if you don't say, hey, guys, let's sell some tickets or come buy tickets, nobody's gonna willfully walk up to you and be like, until you have like a sustainable fan base, to where you don't have to fuck with that anymore. But until you, when you're just, you know, in this weird place, because I don't know, I do have a decent amount of people that give a shit about the stuff I release now. I feel like my fan base has grown a little bit. You know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be at all, but at the same time, I feel like I'm getting there. I feel like another good, like, if I work really hard, 2016, it'll happen, I think. You know, my goal for this year, and this is fitting because it's the January 1st show, I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. Like, I ate pizza twice today in two separate occasions, so I'm not trying to lose pounds, even though I should. God. What I was trying to say is I'm not big on, like, hey, just say you're going to be a better person this year and maybe you'll do it. Like, just fuck it. Be better every day. I don't need a date on the calendar to change to say I'm going to be a better person. I feel like that's a good way to look at it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to figure shit out. I'm trying to figure out my debt. I'm trying to figure out this whole album release thing. You guys got to realize that even as a rapper, as a guy who can use samples and work with producers and do that, I'm somebody who can't. Like, it's still expensive. Like, to really promote a project, you have to shoot a good music video, and I was lucky enough to work with someone as talented as Barrelmaker. But Barrelmaker, you know, nor should he have to. He's not gonna work for free. He's not gonna work for chump change, you know. He makes a quality fucking product. I wanna give him that money, and I feel like I make quality product. But at the same time, I can't expect people to just walk hand over foot, you know, just because they like my music. And people even cut me deals because they like my music, and still I'm broke as shit. And it's crazy. It's like a drug. It's like a super drug. You know what? Music is like a baby. It's like a baby that I take care of all the time. I got interviewed for a publication that'll come out later this year, like in a week or two. I think 2 weeks. And I got interviewed by the girl. Excuse me. Jesus. I got interviewed by the girl, and she said, well, other than rapping, other than making the hippity hops, all that shit, what do you do for fun? Like, what makes you? And I literally could think of nothing. Like, there's nothing in my life that I do that's other than this rap shit, you know, or music shit. I don't know. It's weird. I don't like calling myself a rapper. I think I'm rooted as a rapper, but I probably don't make straight up hip hop or rap. I can't do that. I don't want to. I've finally gotten confident in myself enough to sing on stage and to sing in general, and I feel like that is getting better. So that'll help me be fully dimensional. But you know, I just have so many aspirations for this upcoming year. I mean, Almost Blue is getting released January 8th. I don't know if I'm probably, you know, it's definitely a weird turn from Before the Bomb Drops. And Before the Bomb Drops is still one of my favorite projects, and it was really cool to see Dementia.com list Before the Bomb Drops as their number 2 Kansas City album of the year, because that's a good publication, and that was really, really generous of them. At the same token, I feel like Almost Blue is kind of the stepchild of Before the Bomb Drops. Like, it's an album that kind of veers. It's still concept based, because I like writing about concepts and I like venturing into new worlds. But you know, a couple of those tracks were albums that songs I just didn't feel like fit Before the Bomb Drops. They just didn't make sense on an album about death, so I didn't put them on. And some of those tracks will shine through. Some of those tracks are, I think a lot of this album is going to be hard to perform live, because a lot of it's really story-based. And I definitely shoot for the gut on a lot of these. It's pretty personal, and it's also really impersonal to me. But it's all driven by a singular motion and an emotion. So whatever. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever doing anything. That's one thing you'll learn in this music game, is you never really feel like you're making the right decisions ever. Which is crazy to me. It's just absolutely crazy. I mean, you can learn and try and do all these things, but at the end of the day, you're just some guy trying to figure shit out. And that's how it always is. I mean, I'm reading a book that's like 100 pages, and it, like, half the pages are like just 2 sentences. But it's a really good book. It's called Where's My Cheese, or Who Moved My Cheese? And it's like all about dealing with change and how things change and how you change. You know, and it makes me think about what I'm doing. Like, you know, I shouldn't say this on air, but I'm not a big fan of my day job all the time. You know, I don't hold back. Don't think that. I just, I don't, you know, it's cool that they support me enough to keep me fed and to and all that shit. But you know, I don't like it. I'm tired of it. I wanna make music doing what I love. I wanna make money doing what I love. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm good enough. I'm ready. Let's do this. I think. I feel. That's the way I feel. So. It's also weird, the whole press thing. Like I feel like I'm getting good press. People are always coming up to me saying, I feel like you're doing really well. And I feel like I'm doing really well until I look at how much merchandise, you know, whenever somebody writes about you sells, and most of the time it's none. Like, it doesn't matter what blog writes about you, most of the time they're not gonna sell your album. They might get a couple people to stream it, and then maybe in like a year or somebody one of their friends will buy your album, you know? I don't know. I sound bitter. I feel bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm really not bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm happy. I had a good 2015. I strayed away from any healthy relationships. I tried to figure out my life. I mean, I really focused on music this year. Like, this was a good year. I feel like I came out with two good projects, you know, and 2016 is pretty much got to be the same way. I mean, I don't think Almost Blue is going to push me into that next tier, but I think the album after that will. And it's not because Almost Blue is bad. It's just because Almost Blue isn't an album like that. Like, some of the songs I did really well on Before the Bomb Drops were doo-wop group, Cold Shoulder, and, like, just kind of lighter tracks. And, there's not that on this album, not at all, which scares me, you know, but who cares? So that's just how I feel. I don't know. 20 minute podcast of me ranting. I don't know. I kept meaning to do a podcast, and this is really just an apology. This is really just me saying I'm sorry for being a dick and not doing more podcasts, because I have a guest lined up and I got all the things. I just been busy. I don't know. I fucking slept in yesterday or 2 days ago till 11. I used to love doing that. Now I can't fucking stand it, because now I'm behind and I can't spend the time I want to with my friend. I can't spend the time I want to on the things, on more music things. It's just crazy. It's crazy. This whole game is crazy, kids. Don't grow up to be a rapper. Grow up to be like do something artistic and unique and creative, but this whole music shit is so weird. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Almost Blue comes out January 8th. I got physicals and I got pre-orders, and the pre-orders are pretty cool because the pre-orders come with the album. Physically delivered to your door. You get the download to the album the Tuesday before, which is coming up. I mean, I think that's the 5th. So you get the album before anyone else does. And not only that, I'm going to send you a signed concert poster. And I designed all the concert posters for me this year, so I designed two and I'll sign it. And you're also going to get a copy of an album that I released way back when. That's really weird. It's 8 tracks, and a lot of it's recorded by me. It's called Santa Sangre. You're going to get that album along with a thank you letter from me. And also $5, you'll get $3 off a ticket to my album release show, which is the next week, the next Friday after that. It is January the 15th, and that show is huge for me. That's a big show for me, okay? I hand chose the bill once again. Nothing but talented dudes and dudettes in this bill. It's going to be great. I mean, you got Barrelmaker and D-Will who are just ill. They're fucking just awesome. Just raw hip-hop shit. And you got Rachel Mallon, the Wild Type. And I actually, you know, I caught on to Rachel from a Dementia article. I thought she was cool. And my friend joined the band. And don't know. I enjoy her music and I enjoy her style, and I like, she seems like a decent, cool person. Like, not somebody who's gonna get over their head with shit, and that's cool to me. Also, Loop Rat from St. Louis, which is such a dope hip hop band. Like, they're alone worth the $8 ticket. Also, I am as well. And Craig Smith, who's a veteran. He's been in the game longer than I have, and he's just a dope dude. And I like his music. He's probably the most rappery. Well, Beer Maker and D-Will are pretty. They make raps, but Craig Smith makes some pretty cool hip hop. He's just a good dude. So come out to the Riot Room on January 15th, and come see us. Thanks for listening in to the podcast. I'm Secondhand King. Peace.